this is day three of my election musings, which is a bit late today. I didn't actually start work till sort of mid-afternoon. Spent some time at home with the family, which was nice. And then I came into work and I had a look at some stuff which I got through on Twitter. The King's Fund did a quite interesting breakdown of each of the major parties' health policies. And something which struck me quite noticeably is something which is kind of baffled me in some respects, and this can be said of a lot. It's, you know, the general kind of terminology and language that they use in the description of policies. The Conservatives, I think they all use this phrase, you know, that on the NHS there would be a real terms, you know, increase would, you know, that funding would be in real terms increased year on year. And I just think, why can't I just say that it would be increased by whatever inflation is or whatever percentage they say. I don't know why they need to use the phrase real terms, which suggests that there's somebody going to be increasing their costs by unreal terms, which is a bit crazy. I also was not, I'm not quite sure what the Conservatives mean when they say they're going to be extending foundation trusts. My mum used to work for a trust, a hospital trust, and that didn't work very well. So whether the foundation trust is fundamentally different to the primary care trust, I don't know, who knows. But yeah, I think the whole of this election has to be, they have to really work at making things very clear and using plain English and not adding isation or other such endings to words to make them sound cleverer than they actually are. That's almost it really. The CNN interview yesterday was really interesting, and hopefully that's going to be up in a couple of weeks, so I will post something on that. But that was very interesting, and found out about some more Twitter political feeds such as I Spy MP, which is quite interesting. Not quite sure if that's 100% bona fide, but it's nonetheless quite interesting. So that'll do me. I'll speak to you again soon. Cheers. Bye.